my analysis of what the president, for first of all, it's pretty clear what he's going to say. But he cannot shirk this off as the decision made by his generals. This is the president's war. These are the president's decisions. And the president has had a failed policy from the outset. And there's two simple pieces. One, the policy said at the outset, we're going to stand up the Iraqi army so American forces can stand down and come home. The second thing he said was, we're going to surge American forces this past January in order to create breathing room for a political settlement so the insurgency, that is the civil war going on, will stop and we're able to take American troops home without leaving chaos behind. Both of those policies are an absolute failure. $20 billion later, 4.5 years later, the Iraqi army is still 4 years away from being able to stand up in the sense that they can relieve Americans of their responsibilities militarily in Iraq. Secondly, the idea that there has been any, I'm saying any, political reconciliation in Iraq has been shown to be not true. It is non-existent. And this administration, General Petraeus, who I know well and I respect as a fighting general, when asked by Senator Warner, a leading Republican, "General, if we pursue your policy and the policy of the president, will America be safer? Will America be safer?" And his response was, "I don't know. I have not thought about that. I've only focused on my responsibilities in Iraq." That is an honest, in my view, even though unintended, assessment. America will not be safer continuing this policy. I know how to make America safer. Immediately begin to draw down American combat troops, as I have been proposing for over a year and a half. Secondly, immediately give the troops all the protection they need while we're drawing them down and for those who remain until we can get them out. Three, make sure you recognize a fundamental flaw in the strategy, and that is there will not be a central government in Iraq out of Baghdad capable of governing that country in anyone's lifetime standing out in front of this capital. You must change the policy to put in place a federal decentralized Iraq, giving the warring factions breathing room to establish their own security, control over the fabric of their daily lives. And I'll conclude by saying the one thing that they keep harping on, and I just got back from Ramadi, just got back from that Baghdad city, that Anbar province city, where I met with the Sunni sheikhs, the tribal leaders. They are establishing security relative to Al-Qaeda in their area. Why? Because for the first time we said to them, you can have your own police force, no one from Baghdad. You can have your own army, no one from Baghdad. And once that was established, they turned to the young men in their tribes and said, join the police, join the military, and join Americans in fighting Al-Qaeda. That's what brought some security. But there is no willingness on the part of those Sunni sheikhs to cooperate with the Shia government in Baghdad to end the sectarian violence. Sunnis killing Shia and vice versa, and in the meantime, killing Americans. My concluding comment would be, we must take American forces off the fault lines in Iraq. We must do what General Jones, most respected general in the United States military, recently retired, our Supreme Allied Commander, said, and move them out of the cities, out of the Civil War, out of the fault lines, move them to the borders, and insist on political reconciliation. That's what we must do. That's how we'd be made safer. This president's policy is making us literally, not figuratively, weaker and costing billions of dollars that are being wasted and American lives that could otherwise be saved.